say to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
All right.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm not paying attention
right
now.
You are not. You have your credit card out and you're on the phone. What are you doing?
Okay, so today at noon, which is in 5 minutes, JetBlue is putting this game on the market on Amazon.
Yeah.
That there's a flight voucher on the inside and the game only costs $20.
Can we give a small/moderate round of applause for one of the best PR initiatives I've ever heard?
Yeah, I mean, because this is going to sell out immediately. And I don't know. The only reason that I'm not with Kathleen on my phone is because JetBlue doesn't fly to Minneapolis.
That's your one location.
That's like the place I go all the time.
Gotcha. We're your friends from an Acquired Taste podcast.
Hi.
Panicking.
Hi.
I have 2 minutes to finish this so I can log on and maybe get my game. Well, I'm Sam.
I'm Bethany.
I'm Kathleen.
And cool. What we can do is at noon, if you two want to start logging in or whatever, and I can just start to, I can do a monologue.
Yeah, you could try that as we curse if my computer freezes. Hold on, I got it up. This is not fun for anyone listening right now because it's already in the past. So,
but I think that everybody has gone through that moment where you're incredibly stressed because something that you want is going to be on sale in a few seconds or a few minutes. This happened to me once when, I don't remember what it was, but there was something on eBay that I really wanted. And it was like 2 minutes until the bidding was over and I had the top bid and I had never done anything on eBay before. And so I didn't realize that there are people who just sit and wait for the few seconds to go. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have it. And then all of a sudden bids started to come in and I was like volleying them back and forth. And then like one person slid in right at the end.
What was it? What was the item? Tell me it was a waffle iron.
No, I think it was like a Victorian couch.
That's
like
the most
something amazing.
Bethany purchase.
Yeah.
That was an episode of Full House where they wanted to buy a car, so Uncle Jesse called for it, or I forget what car. One guy called for it, and then he kept getting outbid, and then he lost, and he was so sad. And then it turned out that it was the other characters on the show trying to buy it for him. Like, they were at a bidding war with each other, so they ended up paying thousands more than they would have, but it was a gift, so it was nice.
That happened in the Sex and the City movie, too.
I was just going to say that movie has been on so much recently.
She wanted to buy the ring for herself because she wanted to think about herself every time she looked at it.
Samantha and then Jared. What was her boyfriend? Smith Jared. They reversed his name.
Yeah. My God.
Speaking of the most Bethany thing ever, I have to shout out my Twitter friend Lorraine because she tweeted me this link to a BuzzFeed quiz, and it's the best BuzzFeed quiz
ever.
Should
we share it?
Yeah, let's take it.
It's, can you get through your morning routine in the Victorian era? You have many matters of importance to attend to this morning, by Andrea Hickey. So I'm going to give you guys this quiz. It will require very little thinking because you have 2 minutes before it's time for you to buy these things.
Okay. Sock it to me.
Number one. Why, hello there. The sun has risen and therefore you too must. What shall your first task of the day be? Flattening all the unsightly wrinkles on my nightgown. Walking 100 paces about my chamber, which has proven to reduce one's melancholy. Enjoying a delicious cup of arsenic tea in the menagerie. Or an unspeakable act involving my chamber pot.
Oh,
I'm a arsenic big waking chamber pot girl.
You have to pick arsenic tea or chamber pot. You have to come to a conclusion 1 minute before your thing goes on sale.
Chamber pot.
Okay. You have some spare time to yourself now before you must continue with your morning. What would you prefer to do? Watch the birds outside my window singing a song about how I wish I were as free as them. Write 50 letters to my 50 brothers and sisters who are all abroad.
No.
Place my delicate hand outside the gate and pass the little apple seller one toffee candy. Or embark on a 10-minute journey of self-discovery.
Self-discovery sounds potentially depressing, but I'm down.
Yeah. 30 seconds. The hour has come to get dressed. What will you wear today? My bear costume.
What? A bear costume?
My 14-piece suit. A walking suit spun from the hair of my late Victorian mother. Oh. Or my standard Victorian uniform issued by the Queen.
Issued by the Queen.
I'm down on Queenie.
All right.
I've been watching The Crown a lot.
It's noon.
It's noon and nothing is happening.
It's because it's probably sold out already.
It's saying currently unavailable.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me, Amazon. Now is not the time to f*** with my
currently unavailable as in it's not on sale yet, or currently unavailable as in it's sold out already?
I don't... This has been the same thing since it wasn't on sale yet. If this is a hoax, I'm done with JetBlue and Amazon.
Okay.
No, I love JetBlue.
We love JetBlue.
Yeah, but look at what kind of diarrheal stuff
they're
causing. All right,
as you guys are doing this, next question. Please. Oh, joy, it is time for breakfast. What would you like to eat? 2 rolls, 3 slices of ham, 5 eggs, 2 more ham slices, berries, and cream and cheese.
What, are they feeding a whole country?
And
rock
a partridge.
Soup.
And a battery.
A biscuit with preserves on the side. If the preserves are on top, I send it back. Or lead.
I like the biscuits one just because of it's if it's on top, I send it back and I'm the one making it.
So. No, we should go lead for aesthetic, Victorian aesthetic sake.
Good point. Yeah. Kathleen, how's it going?
I am not, it's not coming up for me.
I'm giving up.
I hear that the vouchers inside this game go international.
Don't do that to me, Kathleen. Don't do that to me, Kathleen. Now I don't want to give up.
What will you do while consuming your meal? Stay perfectly silent. Have a conversation with my grim spinster sister, Fanny. Deliberately clink my silverware on my plate to push Fanny to the brink of hysteria.
Yep.
Feed my delicious breakfast to the little orphan I've decided to take on as my ward.
Oh, orphan. I want an orphan ward, but like in a good way, not in like a slavery way.
What is Fanny short for?
Francis?
Oh, yes.
Maybe? Yeah.
Francesca?
I love the name Francis on a girl.
I do too. That's my sister's cat's name.
Francis? I just like Fanny.
That was my grandfather's name.
It's nice too.
Mm-hmm. God balls it!
Not going well.
No!
Still unavailable?
It's 12:02!
The afternoon is nearing and you must step outside soon to get your daily 5 minutes of sun. How will you complete your morning? Play the piano, then do some embroidery, then faint.
Yes.
Ponder the concepts of trains. Wistfully reflect on my 12 departed cousins all lost at sea. Place a paving stone neatly on the maid's nightstand as a jovial prank.
Oh!
I love the word jovial.
Me too. Oh, Winnie.
Okay, we'll pick that one.
Yep.
Can you imagine contemplating trains?
Uh-oh.
I'm done. Computer closed.
Bad news. You didn't get through your morning. Either you simply did not behave quite like a Victorian this morning, or you died trying to be as Victorian as possible, drinking arsenic and eating lead, for example. In the case of the former, you have shamed us all today. Please stay inside your Victorian house for the rest of the week as repentance. You can only come out to ride your horse or take your 5 allotted carriage rides for the week.
Was that supposed to make me feel better? Now I'm frustrated from Amazon and I died as a Victorian.
I mean, I didn't think you were going to actually die.
Is this what it feels like to have blue balls?
Yes. Now Sam is eating her feelings.
Banana chips.
Dum dum.
Yeah, can I have a banana chip? Did we actually have a topic for today or no?
We didn't.
Or nah.
But I would like to complain about something.
Yeah. I'm all for complaining. I took 5 of your banana chips.
That's all right. It's a big bag. They're really good.
Uh-huh.
Bridesmaids.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I'm against. Next question.
Wow. Just the whole school of them, huh?
Yes.
Wow. Well, then I think I know where you'd be on this.
Okay.
How much are you allowed to have to say? I mean, I know you're not allowed to have to say anything, but does that mean I have to lie all the time? Is it my job to lie to give the bride everything they want?
And for example, what?
Okay. One of my best friends.
First, finish chewing.
You're right. I'm really sorry for everyone who hates this. It's a lot.
Our listeners with misophonia are losing their minds.
How dare I?
Wait, can you explain what that is in case people don't know?
Yeah, misophonia is you have like a physical reaction and revulsion to certain noises. So for some people, it's the sound of chewing. For me, it's chewing.
So you have it to an extent?
I want, like, there are times I have to leave the studio because we'll get like a food delivery.
Oh my God.
And just the sound of smacking, I get like physically tense and sick and I want to punch somebody. Like, I physically get so pissed. For some people, it's the sound of water. Or the sound of tearing paper, crumpling paper. It can be a lot of different things, but it's like it's triggered by sound.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, like this noise will like cause people to get ill or aggressive.
The goddess J-Lo came in once years ago and she did an interview chewing gum.
Yeah.
And I was so confused because she's so far past a professional that that's an understatement. But she was chewing gum.
Yeah.
And so few people said anything. So few people noticed on text messages. No one was writing in. But I'm editing it and I... smack.
And there's certain microphone settings where you can hear it. Because I was listening to an episode of Fresh Air and the guest that she had on before everything he said, I think his microphone setting was such that you could hear him go.
No.
And then he would talk and then she'd ask a question and he would go.
Oh,
and
no.
And I had to stop listening to it.
My God, someone get that man a bottle of water.
I know.
Anyway, sorry about eating banana chips.
Doesn't affect me.
Really?
Good. No. You're in the right industry.
Chew on a towel and I'll lose my mind.
Oof.
But
Depends on the color.
All right, Sam, bridesmaids.
Right. My friend has 14 of us, which is a lot
That's
by
excessive.
Anyone's standards. No, but they're all very close people. Like, she told me the story of all 14,
I said,
yeah, you can't leave any of these people out. I agree. In fact, there were more. I think, you sure you don't want to consider them as well? No, that's fine. So anyway, she has...
Do you think she knows all their middle names?
Oh my gosh, yes. There are 7 family members, because it's a big family.
Oh.
A few sorority sisters, because she was president at one point, so she's... you know, really in with them, and lived with all 3 of those sorority sisters afterwards, and then me and 2 other people she grew up with from wombness.
See, I think when you have a lot of family members that they're sort of like built-in bridesmaids, I think at some point you have to say sorry to the friends, but I
Agreed.
Can't take you on.
Agreed.
Easier said than done.
It's ridiculous. I would be so, I mean, not that any wedding day other than my own is about me, but if I went to a wedding where there are 14 different bridesmaids standing at the front, I would be like, this biatch is extra.
Yeah, I think it makes, like, again, I'm a little salty today, but I think it makes you look really full of yourself.
Yes.
Like, I'm sure your friend is lovely, but like, when you need 14 people to attend to you,
I don't think that's what it is, though. I think it's more compliment to the person than come help me. If anything, well, it's more stressful for her.
Right, but I think, like, as an audience member, I don't know how close you are to all of these people. So part of me is thinking, like, really? You need... Now, again, I don't know your friend, and I'm sure she's lovely, and she clearly has a reason for it. But just, like, without knowing, if I saw a wedding picture where there were 14 bridesmaids...
I guess, but you gotta understand that it's just the 2 people. Everyone else is just extra.
Okay, so anyway, sorry.
So,
what's your question?
So there are so many of us, and we have different skin tones and different sizes and shapes and builds and everything. So she said, I'm just picking 7 colors, 2 persons per color.
Okay.
And different cuts. You pick the cut.
Okay.
She has a bunch of cuts. You just pick the color. Unfortunately for me, it's all in like a blush, nudish, goldish, but like light gold tone.
Not your color.
And none of those are colors that I wear.
Because you're very olive complected.
Yeah, but like I could have... Like, I look like I could have some kind of bird flu
if
I wear the wrong color.
Yeah.
Which is so true. And I understand I have no say in it, but my question is it my job to lie? Because I have not done that.
It's your job to say, yeah, I'll wear whatever you want me to wear.
I did say that, but that's different from a lie.
Well, what kind of lie are you thinking you need
to
tell her?
Oh, this already happened. This is in the past.
Did she
I'm
say,
wondering if I have to repent.
Did she say, do you like it?
She put 1 dress on me, the color she originally chose, which the woman said was good for olive skin, which is true, but I'm yellow olive and I don't tan, so it's not everyone's olive. And it was a blush that was so washed that it looks nude.
Okay.
And I put it on, and she said, you look good. Did you like it? And I said, I'm going to be honest, I'm on the verge of looking sickly, I feel. And thankfully... 2 other bridesmaids said, no, I think you look good. And 1 other was quiet. And we looked at her and she goes, can I be honest? And I'm like, yes. She's like, yeah, I think she looks a little ill.
Yeah.
So that was, she goes, okay, so we're going to trade you for another person's color. And then she puts a slightly darker pink blush on me.
Wait, can I ask a question? So all the bridesmaids are wearing different colors of the same shade? Like different shades of the
pinkish,
same color?
Pinkish, blushes. It's the same family.
Oh, same family. Okay, same color scheme.
Yeah, so I would have to trade someone else. Thankfully, someone else tried on their color, and they also didn't look good on it. So we adjulted and traded colors.
So, this is already giving me a headache.
This changes the situation a little bit, because not everybody's wearing the same color.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you do have like 10% say.
Oh my gosh, yes. No, I would not ask her to change her entire color scheme.
Yeah.
No.
That. Yeah.
No. Yes. Yes, it was a...
But 10%, that's it.
10%, that's fine.
Okay, so she put you in like a blushy pinky.
She put me in the blushy pinky, and she got really excited, and other people got more excited, and she said, how do you feel? And I said, I'm going to be honest with you, and it's a 2-part honesty, so you have to believe them both equally. 1, I don't wear pink. So you're not going to put me in one that I feel pretty in.
Right.
Because I don't wear pink.
Right.
That's its own thing, though. Part 2, I am honestly going to be just as thrilled and happy to wear a dress that you... want me to be in that will make you happy. Like, so if you believe me that I didn't dig into this one this much, which is, I'm wondering, should I? If you believe me that I don't love it, which I'm sure, why wouldn't you believe me? You also have to believe me that, no, I will be ecstatic to wear this for and with you.
I think that at this point, like, if she's decided these are the colors that everyone is going to wear, she doesn't care.
It
doesn't really matter.
But the question, do you feel happy? Do you, like, I'm answering.
I think that's the wrong. Yeah,
I'm
I think she asked the wrong question. I think the question shouldn't be, do you feel great? Because this isn't your style.
Yeah.
So you're not going to feel great.
Maybe, but, like, does your complexion work better?
Right. Does this work with your complexion?
Because the answer was better.
Yeah.
I'll show you guys a picture.
That's the question.
Yeah.
Because you sent two swatches and one looked your skin tone. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was like a lavender sort of interesting something.
Like a slight blush. It was like your cheeks, Bethany, is the color of the dress that I'm ending up with.
Okay.
No matter what color anybody chooses.
Yeah.
Not everybody in the bridal party is going to be happy. I had five people.
And they weren't all happy?
I chose black because I wanted people to be able to wear their dresses again. Mm-hmm. And if someone didn't like the color black...
Get out of town.
Yeah, and who can't reuse a black dress?
Right.
So you're never going to make everyone happy. It's just not going to happen. And as a bridesmaid, it's your job to just shut up and take it.
Yeah.
I guess.
Which sucks.
Yeah, when you agree.
I just couldn't tell if I owe her, if I want to reach back and reiterate.
No.
Or if I leave it where it is.
I would leave it where it is. I mean, she doesn't ultimately... care whether you feel pretty in it. I think that she was asking the wrong question.
Okay,
even
that's
in her own head, I think she meant do you feel better about this dress than the last dress?
That would, I hope so.
Even if I was the bride, I wouldn't have time to worry if people felt
14 of
heard
us, man.
And loved, right? Yeah. It's not the point. The point is get a dress for everyone and move on.
On the day of, you change your lipstick color to something maybe you don't normally wear but matches the dress.
Yeah, I told her, I'm like, this is going to be a blush hunt. Yeah. That's the name of the game.
You put more color in your cheeks than you usually do, or extra highlighter or whatever.
Yeah, maybe she'll let me wear my Doc Martens. You can't see it under a dress. I get from your faces that I shouldn't ask that question.
I think that it's her wedding, and so you have to do what she tells you to.
End of story.
If it was your wedding, you can wear your Doc Martens for sure. But you want to make sure you're not in pictures. It's nothing will accidentally take the focus away from her.
Oh, that's so true.
I remember being on the day of my wedding, it was so silly, but I had asked my girls to do their nails in bright shades of pink or red because it was black, white, and then shades of pink and red were my scheme. And my maid of honor, my best friend, shows up with a pale pink French manicure. And I was so mad at her. I mean, in retrospect, I was an awful bride.
Were you?
I was awful.
But it sounds like such a nice reason you picked black.
I was, there are a lot of reasons. I was stressed. I didn't actually ever see my friends during the time when I was planning my wedding because I was so busy all the time, and partly because I DIY'd my own wedding, which I would never do again. I would never recommend for anybody ever to DIY your wedding. You actually end up spending more money.
Get out!
You do. And it's more stressful, and then you need outdoor space to spray paint crap and whatever. What a nightmare.
Oh, you spray painted many pumpkins.
So many fake pumpkins that I don't even know where they are right now. Maybe in my parents' garage, I'm not sure. But I was livid on the day of, and so silly, but little things like that can throw a bride off the track.
I am petrified now for her. That sounds horrible.
Well, I think that the thing for you as a bridesmaid to remember is that you are currently in the military.
Yeah.
So it is not about your own style. It is not about your own personality. Mm. It is about being part of the group.
Yes.
You have to fit in with the group because she is the one who has to be the big center of attention in the pictures.
But I can answer questions honestly.
No.
No.
No, but that's what I did.
You can't.
That's what I'm sorry. Did. Do you feel pretty in this? No.
No.
You have to answer what you think she wants you to answer.
Yeah, you have to answer the question that you think she meant to say.
Oh,
so
my
you can move
God.
The process
now
along.
It's military mind tricks.
You have to move the process along.
Yikes.
You agreed. And really, she needs to have a very militant maid of honor to keep all you gals in check.
Yeah.
No, we're all really alike.
I mean, this is a female. Yeah, it's an army troop.
It is.
Yep. You all need to blend in with each other. Do not stand out. The one who should stand out is her.
You know, I love it when I have friends. There was a dear friend of mine who recently got married. She was a bridesmaid of mine. And she, when she got engaged, she said, listen, I don't want anybody to be offended, but I'm not going to have bridesmaids. And I was like, hallelujah!
Why would anyone be offended by that?
Well, some people would be.
I think some women really love it.
Yes.
I mean, I get the maybe like... He only has five groomsmen, so I told him I could only have five bridesmaids.
Yeah.
And this, that, and the other thing. So you would have been number six. Like, that I understand someone being offended, but if someone's like, I'm not having any bridesmaids, what? Girl, chill.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's okay.
It's not a personal thing. I'm only not having bridesmaids so I don't have to invite Jessica. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
I do love the idea when you get married and in lieu of having bridesmaids, you tell all your girls who would have been asked to be bridesmaids to wear the same color scheme.
Oh, that's cool.
And then you take all these photos together. I think that's really cute because
I
love the photos of the brides with their friends. I think those are great. And you do miss out on that when you don't have bridesmaids.
I like that very much.
Yeah.
In lieu of a wedding ceremony, can you just do a giant photo shoot?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, do you know what? There's this blogger I follow. Her name is Kathy, and she's at poorlittleitgirl.com and poorlittleitgirl on Instagram. She recently just eloped in Charleston. It was just her and her husband, and she explained on her blog, and she didn't get into detail. You know, we're very private people. I'm not very close with my family. Neither is my husband. So we just eloped, just the two of us. And in the state of South Carolina, you don't need a witness.
Oh, nice.
Huh. And she hired somebody to do the ceremony and some people to do music and her hair and her makeup and this beautiful vintage car and a photographer. And they just walked all over Charleston getting their photos taken. And they did the wedding thing, just the two of them.
That's adorable.
It's great. If you have... One of the most fun things that my ex ever did, because when we did long distance, you know, I would fly down to Texas and he would try to think of fun things for us to do. One of the coolest ideas he ever had was he hired a local photographer and we just did a photo shoot.
Yeah.
And I think wherever you live, save up a little bit of money on the side for a while and then just have a photo shoot. You don't need a reason. Find a photographer, hire someone, doesn't have to be expensive, and just have a photo shoot.
That sounds cute.
It's just fun.
I have a friend who runs a blog, and she'll get in contact with the local university, the photography department, because the students there need people, especially if you're, you know, you're very cute and you have good style and you want to like show off an outfit on your Instagram, but you need someone to take those really good photos. And it was just an exchange of services for a tag.
That's great. Yeah.
That's mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. We live in such a visual era now. Everything you do is to post on Instagram. So have fun with it.
Wow.
You might as well.
I like this.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, if it means you don't have to get married, that's great too.
That's why people get married.
Yeah.
I did have a yogi friend who eloped. And when she came back, she had and it said it on the invitation, sorry we eloped party.
Oh, I love that. I think that's a fabulous idea.
It was so funny.
I could see Bethany doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, it was
cute. I think there is something really lovely about a courthouse wedding.
Like, yes.
Charming.
I think they're really charming. I think there's something really cool about it. There's something to be said for like a grand, beautiful wedding where people gather in the forest and hold bunnies and wear flower crowns.
I've seen photos of weddings like that.
I have too.
And let me write that down.
But but they sound exhausting. And like, then you have to invite people in your family that you hate.
Yes.
And I don't want them there.
Yep.
I feel like the longer I wait, maybe a few of them won't want to come or won't be able to like move.
I feel like as you get older and you connect with yourself more, and I'm hoping that's the regular trend for people, you might just hit a place where you care less about hurting someone else's feelings.
Yeah.
You're not doing it viciously, but it's I don't have the invite to extend to you. I'm so sorry for whatever reasons.
I had a friend who... Her first wedding when she was like 20.
Oh my goodness.
She had everything. She had puff sleeves and a junior bride and a junior groom and like the whole shebang, because that's what you do when you're 20. It's your princess day.
Yeah.
And then she got married again when she was in her 40s and it was like my sister.
Yeah.
That's it. It's not about that anymore.
I like that.
It's about the love.
I do have one thing I know I'm not wavering on in my wedding.
What's that?
What's it called? The cocktail hour? The first hour?
Yeah.
It's the best part of any wedding when done right.
Yeah.
And I'm extremely disappointed when I go to a crappy one. It doesn't matter how the rest of the wedding is. I will have a cocktail 2 hour and it's going to be food trucks.
I think
it has to be food trucks.
I understand you saying that you love the cocktail hour and you're disappointed it's a crappy wedding when it doesn't happen, but you have to be cognizant that people are on different types of budgets.
Absolutely, but I'm saying that's where my budget is going to be.
Okay.
Like, I might have a crappy wedding, but damn it, will my 2 hours before the party be good?
Can you risk people being wasted at your wedding?
That's what happens.
People get wasted.
Yeah, because I would have the craft cocktails in the beginning where there's like the sugar. Know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
So you can't drink. They go down too.
It's going to be fancy.
Yeah.
I just, you know me, my attention is not at one thing at a time. I'm a little crazy. So the same thing extends to food. So I get really excited when I see a table and there's just a million options, even if I don't want them. I like looking at them. So I like the idea of going in a room. Even if it's in the room, I will cut out pieces of cardboard so every station looks like a truck.
Funny.
I want to see it.
Yeah. I had a friend who did a wedding where the pizza truck showed up. There's this really fabulous pizza place in New Jersey and in Philadelphia. It's called Nomad Pizza.
Yes.
And it's, oh my, and one just opened up in Princeton, New Jersey, which is the closest one to my house in Hoboken now, so I need to make a trip down. But, sorry, sidebar, note to self, eat some pizza. The Nomad Pizza truck showed up and fed everybody. And that's
awesome.
What it was. It was a small wedding.
Perfect.
And everybody had like tickets and you had like, I don't know, like five tickets or something for like, and that was like five personal pies. It was an excessive amount of food. And you just eat your pizza and go up, get a new one.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm adding tickets to this idea.
I was at a birthday party recently where the ice cream truck showed up.
Amazing.
In lieu of cake.
Amazing.
Did I get two cones? You bet your ass I did.
Yeah.
Was it the same cone twice? Or were
it was chocolate vanilla.
Very smart.
Double fisting.
You go, girl.
Well, I like that we've basically planned Sam's wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, just the first 2 hours.
Okay. The rest of it's up to you.
Mm-hmm. I'm flexible. I'll leave that to my partner.
When is this wedding that you're in?
Oh, October.
God. Thanks for asking Bethany and I to be bridesmaids.
You guys can totally be bridesmaids. I'm not going to be a bridezilla.
Passive aggressive.
I know that.
You know, no matter how close I am to the person, when I find out someone's getting engaged, just to make them feel uncomfortable, like, oh my God, thanks so much for asking me to be a bridesmaid.
I can't wait. You're going to ask me, right?
This is like the third time you've asked me to. The answer is still yes, totally. And you guys are going to rent your dresses because it's much more affordable.
Amazing.
Than
Thank
buying
you.
Buying dresses.
Yes. Please keep us posted on the goings on of this wedding as it continues through the fall, because I'm excited.
This
I love other people's drama so much.
Because I'm going to be honest with her.
Yeah.
But I'm never mean about it.
No.
She's one of my best friends.
You cannot be honest. You have to honestly tell her what she wants to hear.
You can't.
But I am being honest when I say I'm going to be really happy to wear this.
But you can't. It's not about that. That's not what she wants to know. She doesn't care. She wants to know if it works this time. If this is going to work with your skin, great. Move on.
She's known me for 20 years. She's got to know I have a big mouth.
Yeah, but she doesn't care
and
right
now.
And
if you want a friend for another 20 years, you'll keep your trap shut.
I don't think that's the problem with her. She's also very much like me.
Yeah,
she's not very delicate.
Yeah, but this isn't about that. Like, she needs you to shut up and for her to be able to not be delicate.
Okay, well, she's got to ask certain questions then. Or not ask certain questions.
Speaking,
all of it's in retrospect.
Speaking of special days, Bethany, you have a special day coming up.
No, I don't.
Bethany doesn't like to celebrate her birthday.
Nope.
I've been texting you a lot. Different random questions because I was getting you something for your birthday and I wanted to throw you off the trail. So we're just...
And I'm so clueless that I didn't even realize that you had a trail going.
Yeah.
Would you ask her what your favorite kind of bear is?
Yeah.
Lipstick colors and t-shirt sizes and all sorts of stuff.
Because there's so much stuff that Kathleen has to organize for the morning show. And so I just figured these were all morning show related.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
I never should have told you.
Yeah. So,
you're flying to Miami the day after your birthday. So you're really busy. This is a busy time of year for you with Jingle Balls
it
going
always
on.
Is. Yeah. So I haven't celebrated my birthday in but 4 years.
You went to Paris with your mom not that long ago.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, that was my celebration. That was my, was my thing.
Well, when you get back from Miami, I think we should do something.
Okay.
We failed last year at something
because
you were traveling.
Yeah,
because
I went ahead and booked that trip.
We still have to have your 21st birthday.
Yes, because I never had one. And it's funny because I don't drink anymore, really. So it's like a failure.
Don't worry,
so
I drink enough.
Birthday.
I've been drinking so much, I'll drink enough for you.
You know what I did learn, though, this weekend? I heard, and I forget from where, but this was going to be my what I learned this week, but it works for right now. For people who don't like celebrating a birthday... This, because I'm one of those people as well, the person phrased it as, it's not a celebrating my birthday, I'm celebrating a future year of being better than the last one. So to this person, it's like New Year's again, but a personal one.
I love
that.
And
he's like, I don't celebrate the fact that I'm turning blank. I celebrate I have 365 days that I'm going to make excellent. And it's each a roadblock.
That's cool. I like that.
He sees
I can
it
get
cubes.
Behind that.
It's a little different than celebrating aging another year. Like, that puts you behind something. He's like, no, this is me at the starting line of, okay, this is going to be a good year.
Yeah.
It's like a New Year's resolution thing he does.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I don't really like to celebrate my birthday because it's just overwhelming.
Okay.
It's not about like getting a year older, but it's more like I don't like to organize things.
Yes.
I don't love to throw parties. I don't love to be in big groups of people. So mm-hmm. all of those are what a birthday party is. So like for me, there's an antique store on the Upper East Side that I've wanted to go to for a while. So I'm going to go after the show on Friday alone, and it's going to be amazing. And then I'm going to go to this coffee shop I've wanted to go to. And then I'm going to go, it's like I have a friend who celebrates Mother's Day by being alone, and her husband takes their child. Because for her, she needs so much alone time, and is such an introvert that that's the biggest gift she could get, is just a day alone. And it's not because she isn't obsessed and in love with her child, but it's right. like she just, that's the best way she could have it, is to be alone that day.
I also do not like celebrating my birthday, and about a week before my birthday is about to happen, I take it off of Facebook.
And then you put it back on?
And then I put it back on.
Interesting.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I do like the make your own celebration thing, though.
Yeah.
Because much like a wedding, it's my day. Yes. I don't have to celebrate my birthday the way you want me to.
And you can be honest with yourself about how you feel about what you're wearing.
Yes. God, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I need a new romper for August.
Yeah, you do.
Too much. What did you guys learn this week? Because I already went.
I learned that the movie... The Autopsy of Jane Doe, not for Bethany.
Wait, what? I'm the one who told you to watch it.
Yeah.
Is that Netflix?
It's not on Netflix. You have to get a trial for Showtime, I think.
Oh, I have Showtime.
To watch it?
Wait. The Autopsy of Jane Doe?
I
didn't make it past 40 minutes.
Why?
Because the spoiler alert, the guy has to kill his own cat.
Oh.
I couldn't make it into that. Made me so sad.
But it was very I Am Legend of him, in that the cat was on his way out, and it was a mercy act,
right? But that was so traumatizing to me. Like, spoiler alert: they find their cat, and the cat's been mauled, but he's still alive. And I was like, oh God! And then they kill it, and I was like, oh my God! And I had to turn it off.
Really?
I just couldn't. Couldn't do
animal
it.
Animal violence. Okay. Too
yeah.
much.
So don't watch that movie if you're like against, if you have a hard time with that. So and it's funny because if it's a human, I'd be fine.
It's weird because I also have a hard time with animal violence, but that, I guess it's because I saw it as the mercy.
Yeah.
Like I almost ran over my sister's hamster when we knew he was dying because he was suffering so badly that I'm sobbing in the car, like trying to do him the favor. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I ended up not being able to do it. And instead we paid a lot of money. We took him to the vet and he got put to sleep. He said, congratulations, this is the only hamster anyone's ever brought into the vet's office to do this. I'm like, I just thank him. But yeah, other than that.
Yeah, that was tough. But if you're okay with that, if you can like get through that sort of thing, apparently it's a great movie. It's a good horror movie. But yeah, I
skip that part. It's never referenced again.
Is it a documentary?
No.
No. Once you see...
It's a horror with a good storyline.
Oh, okay. Which is like a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie. Yeah, once you see... If you're going to watch it, once you see the kid start to hear a noise in the vent...
Yeah, fast forward.
Just fast forward, and then I guess, and then you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes. Fast forward. So the feelings are gone.
Can you do that with life?
Yeah, I know.
Can
I
you
wish.
Imagine Monday, like 5 minutes into Monday?
That's too much power for one person.
Fast forward. Kathleen, what'd you learn this week?
So I had the opportunity to go ice skating in Central Park this weekend with our sister station here in New York, Light FM. And it just so happened that it was snowing, the most beautiful snow on Saturday morning. So, hello, bucket list item, checked off.
Amazing.
Ice skating in Central Park. And Instagram is doing this cool thing now. I don't know if you guys have seen, where if you have a particularly cool Insta story, you can save it to your profile.
Yes.
So if you want to see what Central Park looks like when it's snowing, Woolman Rink, it was so beautiful. It's I'm at WebGirlKathleen on Instagram, and it's saved to my highlighted Instagram stories. But... that got me very interested in snowflakes. I was just like doing some deep thinking about snowflakes after that lifetime experience. And did you know that the biggest snowflake ever recorded was 15 inches long in diameter?
Get out of here.
Where was this?
It was a rancher in Montana in 1887.
Everything was bigger back then.
And I mean, obviously they don't have any... photographs of it, so I don't think that
so
it happened. I think it's all a lie.
Can you imagine being under it and seeing it coming? Like, slowly, whoa, Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa!
You're like trying to get a daguerreotype of this snowflake.
You like don't know if you're supposed to catch it or not. You move your hands back and forth a lot.
Please stand still. Stand still.
It lands on your face. You're like, no one will ever believe me.
You drown for a millisecond when it melts.
It's like the first waterboarding.
Oh, how magical.
Yeah. So, and he described it, and I think this is sort of charming. In the Guinness Book of World Records, it is described as being as big as a milk pan, which obviously we don't use anymore.
Bless his heart. So, I don't know what that means.
Good.
Montana it's as big Rancher. As a cantaloupe pizza. It's as big as a swatch digit. It's as big as a head topper.
You've been reading too many Victorian torture novels.
Your face is distorting itself to use this voice.
Danielle's giving me crap how my face changes when I do my British voice.
I love it.
You sound like the seagull from The Little Mermaid.
Was he British?
Hey, Ariel!
I think so.
Man, you sweat fast.
Anyway, guys. Sam, what did you learn this week?
That I learned that I'm going to celebrate my birthday as a year that's to come.
Gotcha.
Rather Perfect. Than a year that has passed.
I love it.
I love it. Guys, thank you so much for listening again. Don't PSA ask me to be a bridesmaid. Apparently, I'm not built for
You're
it.
You're not good at
I'm
it.
I'm not really good at it. And I'm going to try and do better, but that's all I can promise. We love you very much. Follow us on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
And on Twitter, Acquired Podcast.
And on Facebook and the rest of the stuff at Acquired Podcast. Just search Acquired Taste Podcast.
Yes. And we have something coming up that you might be able to do with us, so pay attention.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, and email us your addresses before December 15th to our... I prefer that people get in touch with us via Facebook message.
Okay. Are you keeping up on those?
I am not, but I'm going to.
Okay.
It's been a busy 2 weeks, but I do respond to people on Facebook the most. But our email address, if you don't have Facebook, is anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
And we will talk to you next week.